Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said they're still investigating if two incidents reported on July 31st involved the same suspect. That night, officers responded a little before 10:30 to the roundabout near the Kimball Junction Transit Center, and they found a 22-year-old male lying on the sidewalk with a contusion to the head. A witness said that a dark-colored car struck the victim in the pedestrian crossing. Officers from the county and Park City were not able to locate the vehicle. A short time later, though, the Highway Patrol reported that a vehicle with the same description left I-80 and crashed into a fence. The driver was arrested for DUI and other offenses. But Lieutenant Wright said at this point they haven't found evidence to tie the cases together. On August 1st, deputies got a report of a phone scam, but this one directed at a business rather than a residence. The assistant manager for a clothing store at the outlet mall got a call from a suspect claiming to be the regional manager. The caller ID indicated the call was from the store's corporate division. The caller claimed the FBI was investigating a case of missing money. The assistant manager was instructed to purchase $1,300 in gift cards from cash in the store and send it to the caller. Lieutenant Wright said that businesses have set procedures for handling money, and staffers should be suspicious if they receive any demands for money outside of those procedures. On August 3rd, a South Summit family reported they were threatened when they were cutting firewood in the forest near the Mirror Lake Highway. They said they were approached by a man with a black dog who complained they were destroying the environment and disturbing his peaceful enjoyment of the outdoors. The suspect pulled a handgun out of his fanny pack and pointed it at the group, then put the gun away and left. The family tried to get cell phone video of the suspect, but he was too far away. The same day, a staffer at the RV park on Rasmussen Road reported an encounter with two upset campers. She said when she walked into the clubhouse, she heard a banging and found two adult males using a skateboard to bash the money drop bots for the park. They evidently complained that online advertising for the park had promised the facility had fire pits. The staffer said they do not have fire pits. The suspects were unable to get their money back from the drop bots. Both cases from that day are still under investigation. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.